Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
All right, Dr. Patrick Byrne, PhD and the founder of Overstock, the smart guy, is going to be joining us coming up next segment. Some stations don't carry this segment, so I'm not going to go to him right now, but 5 minutes, 6 minutes, he'll be here with us. Then we've got David Icke coming on the transmission. We have Joel Skousen. And others. And when I started the show today, I said, this could be my last broadcast ever. I've never said that in 27 years on air. The danger level of what the globalists are doing, the moves, the criminal moves they're making to implode their own Ponzi scheme and use COVID as the cover for worldwide starvation, the collapse of borders, global food rations, it's all being announced at the policy level. And it's been beta tested. It's so nightmarish that only getting the full download now and saying no and rallying local government and state government to say no has any hope if they're able to remove Trump. A lot of big developments on the Trump front. We'll be hitting that, as I said, next segment. I didn't plug last hour. Speaking of last show, if I don't plug, we won't be here. I am spending all the money we've got. I have expended much of our reserves going to Georgia and going to Arizona and going to D.C. and going all over the country with large teams of people trying to stop the steal. I'm not complaining. I'm not a victim. I'm a winner, and I appreciate your support. But you need to get products at InfoWarsStore.com while you still can. Everything we have is in stock right now. But we're not having the overstock problem in this economy because so many products we've had, we can't get anymore. We've had to discontinue 8 products. We thought we couldn't get Alpha Power in the last year because we tried to reorder it 8-9 months ago. They couldn't get the patented ingredient that boosts your testosterone naturally. So, again, Alpha Power just came back in for a limited time. We're not sure we'd ever get it again because it's got that particular patented ingredient in it. So we've now launched the new sale. Prepare for Lockdown 2, Martial Law, and the Great Reset. Do it now. We have 10% off, unprecedented, all the high-quality storable food. They never do that sale. For the first time in like 5 years, we did it a few months ago. They're doing 10% off again. They're ready to ship within a day, but they predict it's going to get a lot crazier. So get your orders in at preparewithalex.com. Everything they've got is 10% off. All the foods, 4-month, 3-month, 1-month, 6-month, year supplies, specialty foods, survival gear, water filtration, air filtration, special solar charging systems. Preparewithalex.com. That's preparewithalex.com, and I would definitely take advantage of that. And then that goes on to fund our operation. But again, we'll put that URL up on screen for you. You guys have a lower third, preparewithalex.com. And then separately, we have all these other great products that are still in stock, discounted. DNA Force Plus, 40% off, plus free shipping. Basil Beach, 40% off, plus free shipping. Alpha Power, back in stock, 50% off, plus free shipping. Bodies, 40% off, plus free shipping. Biotree Selenium, 40% off, plus free shipping. Ultra 12, 40% off, plus free shipping. Supernova Vitality, 25% off, plus free shipping. Knockout, 25% off, plus free shipping. Survival Shield X3, that's the good, you know, all three types of iodine. 60% off, plus free shipping, so good for your immune system. Turbo Force, good clean 10-hour energy, 25% off, plus free shipping. And a lot of this stuff that you see now is 25% off. That's about to sell out. VasoBeats, super concentrated beet formula. Everybody knows about that. Creates nitrous oxide in the blood, great for the heart, great for cardiovascular. That is 50% off, free shipping, and so much more. InfoWarsStore.com. But I would go to preparewithalex.com, and I would get storable food now. We also have great emergency shortwave radios. We're on that 6 hours a day, WWCR. You can get the frequencies off our site, give it to anybody. You've got radios that are $50, $100. They're amazing. And just give them to people or have it. So no matter what happens, we're going to try to stay on WWCR. But I got to tell you, they are coming after everybody if Biden is able to sneak his Chinese communist ass in there. All right. Our special guest, who I appreciate coming on short notice, has an amazing pedigree, an amazing insider background, very credible. We're going to have to go over all his bio. We only got 2 segments with him. We're going to go right in to the massive evidence of fraud and how if it gets in front of a judge, they can prove it. Now the system is desperately trying to gaslight everybody. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. Tomorrow's News Today. Only you can share the links.
Urgent warnings are being issued right now by the United Nations, the Davos Group, Bank of America, JP Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs. They're saying that the COVID virus is going to cause a global depression and hundreds of millions to starve to death. Incredible. They're the very organizations that ordered the global lockdowns that are causing the chain reaction that's causing the mass starvation, not the COVID virus. That is a fact. And all the hero sheep that wear the mask to go along with this are signing on to mass murder bigger than what Hitler did. That's when we got the Geneva Convention and the Nuremberg Code. This is a medical world government tyrannical takeover, causing starvation, setting up world IDs, and coming with forced inoculations. And now Bank of America says global unrest is sure to trigger an even bigger depression. That story's on InfoWars.com. That's why it's vital for all of you to be public and to say you do not stand for this or the mass global genocide being caused by the planetary Great Reset.
Here, hour number two on this incredible Tuesday, November 24th transmission. Dr. Patrick M. Byrne is on with us. I'm not going to go over his whole giant bio. He started a lot of big companies. I'm not going to, again, list them all. He was the CEO of Overstock and started that. He runs WorldStock.com, was the first major online site to accept Bitcoin. And he's been a pioneer in all of that. He's at Patrick Byrne, B-Y-R-N-E, at Patrick Byrne on Twitter, deepcapture.com. And I've talked to the hackers. I've talked to the experts. We know about Dominion, but it's hard to explain to judges. And so he's here with us in the next two segments, and we'll have him back again for a full hour to just lay out the fact that, yes, there is major evidence of election fraud, not just voter fraud. So thank you so much for coming on.
Alex, thanks for having me on, sir.
You got the floor. Go right to it.
Okay. There's no question this election, no question in my mind this election was hacked. I don't thank you for saying those nice things about me. It's much sound and fury signifying nothing, but there it is. One thing I can say is I built a $2 billion e-commerce tech company. I know what I'm talking about. So you can believe me or you can believe some government official lawyer with some, you know, with a title. I'm telling you, and Alex, you mentioned some of this. I'm a PhD from Stanford. I'm a Marshall Scholar. I've built companies, National Entrepreneur of the Year 8 or 9 years ago. I'm putting all that on, all my chips on the line. 100% this election was hacked. It was rigged. Now, the Democrats don't puke. And I want to be clear. I did not vote for Mr. Trump. I was never a Trumper. The day he got elected, he was my president. I didn't vote for him this time. I'm a lifelong libertarian. I'm going to show you my shirt, Bitcoin's Not Bombs, to show you I've never in my life voted Republican or Democrat for president. I'm doing this pure, but I love the Constitution. I did a PhD in political philosophy, basically the intellectual history of the U.S. Constitution. That's my religion. The U.S. This election was hacked. It was the Democrats are right. Don't puke all over yourself, Alex. The Democrats are right about one thing. There was not widespread voter fraud. They did it much more intelligently and strategically, and they picked five places to go narrow and deep because somebody figured out that if you rig these five counties, you can flip those five states.
And by the way, Trump predicted the five counties. Pennsylvania with Philadelphia, Detroit, Michigan, Atlanta, Georgia. I mean, Trump even knew what was coming.
Well, he knew, and let me tell you, we tried. I've been on this since.
No, I know you tried to warn. I know the state of Texas. You were at those meetings. That's a whole story. Get into that. I mean, you've been trailblazing for many years, especially since before the last election, warning of this.
Yeah, it's what happened was in 2018, the Dallas, Texas election had irregularities, and the state government of Texas hired a cybersecurity group, very elite, ex-military intelligence and law enforcement, federal law enforcement, FEMA-type people, to study it. And those people have had 2 years to reverse engineer how you rig an election that it runs on Dominion equipment. So while the rest of America's had 2 weeks to figure it out, these guys have had 2 years. I started supporting them and another cybersecurity group some months ago, brought in other hackers, private detectives, various kinds of people. And we have this whole thing unscrambled. We knew by about November 5th or 6th, we had the thing unscrambled. It's been a matter of pulling on the right coat sleeves to get people to listen to us. And we finally got about 9 days ago. Well, Sidney Powell was down this road. We gave her a lot of material, and then Mayor Giuliani. And I think that what you started seeing in the last week is a lot of the stuff you're seeing start to bubble up is the stuff we had already put together, much of it before the election. Here's the story. Now, pieces of this are out in the public, so it will be repetitive, but I want to connect them all together. Late 1990s, Hugo Chavez started Smartmatic because he wanted a software system that could rig elections. That Smartmatic moved into Florida about 6 or 7 years later. Through a series of, and Hugo Chavez built the software to have all kinds of functionality you would not expect election software to have. In particular, the administrators of the precincts have extraordinary administrative privileges to move ballots.
So it's built like Swiss cheese. It's built with a bunch of backdoors.
Yeah, a bunch of backdoors, move things around. In fact, this group and this cybersecurity group has identified 10 different backdoors and hacks and ways you can cheat with it. That moved into Florida about 6 years later, 15, 17 years ago, through a series of corporate mergers and acquisitions and licensing agreements. That eventually found its way into at least two of the main commercial systems available for sale, available for use in this country. So the equipment we're using, Dominion being one of it, in 29 states is being used, has this functionality that Hugo Chavez built into his systems so he could dial, he could shave votes, he could move votes back and forth, all this crazy stuff. We can go into more detail later, but I want to get the whole narrative done.
But he helped build the eventual communist dictatorship using this.
Yeah, exactly. El Presidente for life. You know, you don't ask a homeless person for financial advice. You don't go to North Korea for, you know, lessons on democracy. You don't ask Venezuela to build your election software, in my view. So that's the backstory. The proof of understanding this, there's really three things you need to understand. First is the backstory on these election systems, and that they have that functionality. Secondly, and I'm going to give you one more that comes in that is important and is a good one to walk through. One of these functions, and this is right in their instruction manuals. It's funny hearing them out there trying to deny it. All this is in their instruction manuals, how to do this. Here's one of the examples, and I'm going to use it. I'm not going to go through all 10, but I'm going to use just one so we can, if you go up with your vote, and you feed it into the machine, and the machine has trouble reading it, it gives you a warning that it's not clearly read. You can either, your precinct worker will tell you, you can either take it and go back and fill it out again and wait an hour and a half in line, or you just hit the green button. If you hit the green button...
So it's built for poll workers to cheat. That's why they kicked all the Republicans out. So it's built to give them that leeway to push a bunch of questionable or fake ballots through.
Well, if you hit the green button, and this is an important, I'm just going to give you one detail of one of these ways of rigging that you'll be very useful to know. You think that it's going into a pile to be adjudicated later, and later people are going to study and do the hanging chad thing and look. What really happens is it goes into a pool to be adjudicated later, but the administrator has the ability to come and just drag and drop 1,000 of those, 5,000 of those in that pool and drop them to the candidate he wants to drop them to. Well, no one in their right mind would give the precinct administrator that kind of so that means that when you hit the green button, you're giving someone else your vote to decide, and it may not be two judges. A guy can drag and drop 1,000 of them at once.
Sure, it's designed for mischief.
It's designed for mischief, and why that's especially pernicious, and no one has picked up on this, Alex, but you will dig this. You will dig what I'm about to tell you. There's all these Dominion servers are widely infected with a type of malware called QSnatch. Have you heard about QSnatch yet?
Yeah, explain to people.
QSnatch snatches your credentials when you go to log in. There are some hacker articles about there's 75,000 of the Dominion machines.
So they're a keylogger system.
Yeah, well, it may work differently than a keylogger.
But it grabs your identity, and then it's able to get in.
And it sends them to the dark web, or it sends them to some guy in China. So not only does that administrator in some precinct in Maricopa County, Arizona, which is to say Greater Phoenix, not only does that administrator have far greater privileges than you would imagine any administrator could have if you want voter integrity, not only can he do funky things, but some guy over in Xi'an, China, their military hacking base, he can come in and log into Maricopa's machines and do the same thing. That's crazy. So once you understand, I could sit here all day explaining.
And there's Chinese, and we learn chips and hardware on the machines as well.
They're all compromised. And there's evidence, we have evidence coming in that under the table, the Chinese have actually been involved in the upkeep and development of this code over the years.
Yeah, Dominion admitted that on Fox News. Stay there. You've been saying that for years. We're going to come right back with our special guest. And we're going to lay it all out on what Trump needs to do next. You notice Tucker's now backtracking on Powell, because there is evidence of electronic voting fraud.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Dr. Patrick M. Byrne, founder of Overstock.com, first big company to take Bitcoin many years ago. At Patrick Byrne, DeepCapture.com is with us. One more segment. The good news is he's co-hosting the first hour of the War Room, 3 p.m. today, to get even deeper in what he thinks President Trump needs to do. But with the 8-9 minutes we've got left, you're laying out the evidence of election fraud that Powell tries to explain. And you know, I've been in court cases where judges like see it in a custody case, a TikTok. My middle daughter did, and they're like, "Where is the symphony? Where is the who's playing the symphony at your house?" And we're like, "No, it's a TikTok video. It's added in. It's like." Talking to pygmies about rocket ships, Saturn rockets. I mean, so it's really frustrating when this has all been proven, it's all been documented, domains been decertified all over the world and in many states, and then now here it is again with this targeted garbage. Big picture, and what do you think Trump should do, and what are you going to be covering at 3 o'clock today on the War Room?
Well, the stuff about Trump should do, first of all, be aware this can be beat. This can be beat. And I want to make clear again, I have nothing to do. Well, this can be beat. I'm not a lawyer. We can get into that later. Let me finish, if I may, my explanation of how this happened. I got through one bucket of the type of functionality these machines have, such that it basically gives way too many privileges to the administrators, and those administrators get compromised through QSnatch. So not only do they have too much privilege, so does anyone in China who steals the gets those credentials.
And they're just a volunteer and don't realize people are in there flipping votes.
Yeah. Exactly. Now you get to number two. The second bucket is if this kind of goonism was going on, that kind of cheating was going on, the people, the lived experience of the people who go and vote and who volunteer in the precincts would be a certain way. Well, what do you know? It is all that. It is that way. So in Maricopa, we have hundreds of affidavits, and we've had grassroots people out there since the day after the election getting affidavits. In Maricopa, there was this switcheroo involving Sharpies and ballpoint pens, and people were discouraged from using ballpoint pens. So if they use Sharpies, they all go up to the machine.
And by the way, the media tried to deny it. It's now confirmed they did it, explaining it. It is very simple. Yeah. That puts it into this other bucket, which they can manipulate, correct?
Correct. That puts it in. And so that system about manipulating and sliding votes around, that explains why all these people have given affidavits that even when they pulled a big pen out of their pocket to do their votes, precinct workers came up and went in and put it. No, use a Sharpie. They brought in, they got all the big pens out of the precinct that day. They brought in crates of Sharpies. That sounds kind of weird. Well, that is all explained by what I just explained in the first bucket. And then you get to the third bucket of facts. And they have to do these wild statistical anomalies, things that wouldn't happen that are quadrillion to one against. Having 1,000 Biden votes in a row, even in a heavily Democratic ward, it's a quadrillion to one against that you would ever see 1,000, let alone 120.
And that all happened. I didn't mean to steal your thunder. Explain.
So that'll,
when they do the Sharpies, that ruins the ballot and makes a, quote, poll watcher put into a special bucket to be adjudicated. And then what happens next?
And what happens next is you put it in, the precinct worker says to the little old lady, oh, go ahead and just hit the green button, dear. It'll all get adjudicated. Don't wait in line for another hour. She hits it. It goes into this bucket. Goes into this pool of votes that the administrator can then come along and just grab 1,000 and slide them into the candidate of choice. So the So that lines up, and then you look at the statistical results, and there are these wild outliers. So my point is these three sets of facts all dovetail beautifully. The stories about this crazy functionality built into the machinery, the experience of the people who went and voted is exactly what they would experience if, in fact, the machinery was going to be used to cheat. They would have things like the Sharpie switcheroo. They would have things like the water main breaks to get the Republicans out. And the third thing is the statistical results. It come up all kinds of things in them display quadrillion to one in probability. Those three, if you understand each of those narratives, they dovetail together beautifully, those three. That's the argument. And anyone who tells you this isn't going on is part of the machine or just doesn't know what he's talking to his hat.
Well, that's right. And the probability of all three frauds together is just virtually impossible.
Right. And now the next step is to note that this happened Atlanta, Philly, Detroit, and Milwaukee, Greater Phoenix and Nevada. The thing that the first four have in common is they're heavily black. Now, I want to be clear. I have nothing whatsoever to do with anything white identitarian. And I want to point out the fraud doesn't come from the black people in these cities. So we should stop calling it voter fraud. It's election fraud.
Totally agree. That's a red herring. It's election level.
It's the officials doing the work, and whoever planned this out was very strategic. They picked those four cities, so when this starts to get exposed...
They say you're saying black folks are cheats.
Yeah, and you're trying to suppress black votes and stuff. No, it's just like in Vietnam. The VC would go to a village and shoot at Americans to get us to go wipe out the village. Or in Iraq, the Al-Qaeda guys would go into a mosque and shoot out at Americans.
Or a hospital.
To try to get us to what these guys did was they went to four heavily black areas plus Maricopa, which is Hispanic. They pulled off this massive rigging there such that even if we did figure it out and unscramble it,
you're saying the Mexicans and the blacks are evil.
Yeah, that's what they would say. And I want to be clear. I have nothing.
No, we know that. We know that. But that's exactly what they did. So.
Yeah, I have nothing to do with anything white on Dead.
This is unprecedented. You're going to be back at 3 o'clock with the War Room for a full hour. Very gracious. You're very articulate. I'm feeling you're great working with the ears. In a few minutes, what does Trump need to do right now? Why is he not going public? Why is he not speaking out?
Well, they are all, you know, everybody's saying, where's the evidence and where's your findings and stuff? People forget. You know, last week they started saying that. It was 14 days after the election. The legal teams, Rudy and Sidney, have had to both absorb everything that, you know, we've had all these scientists unraveling, absorb it, get the data, or absorb the data from us, write long legal briefs. You know, they might not have time to go on Tucker Carlson and say, here's a graph we're going to show you. These people are working. I know them. They're working 20 hours a day. I want to be clear. I don't work for either team. I'm feeding them information and the presses they want it. I'm an independent agent. But so we are daily feeding them and have people in and out of their offices bringing all this to them and have so for 2 weeks. And the light bulb
went off. And there's also institutional defense of Dominion. They want to just look at signatures, which are important. But everything's about Dominion. It's been decertified. It's been caught. I mean, it's there. That's where you should be looking.
Yes, Dominion, although I think I don't want to use other brand names because I'm not 100% sure of my facts but I do believe that the same functionality and code even.
Yeah, let's just say Microsoft's involved with a bunch of companies.
Well, it wasn't Microsoft, but there's another company called ESS. Some people say ESNS, but it's really ESS. That's a competing system to Dominion. It's one of the two main competing systems.
Yeah, but I'm saying Microsoft is connected to those companies. Yeah, that's what I was...
And you know what else about Microsoft is interesting? The Microsoft lawyer is the guy Krebs who went and was at CISA, the part of the DHS that's supposed to oversee this infrastructure. We have since August, we had all this sorted out.
Hold on, finish that point, then David Icke's coming.
Urgent warnings are being issued right now by the United Nations, the Davos Group, Bank of America, JP Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs. They're saying that the COVID virus is going to cause a global depression and hundreds of millions to starve to death. Incredible. They're the very organizations that ordered
the global lockdowns that are causing the chain reaction that's causing the mass starvation, not the COVID virus. That is a fact. And all the hero sheep that wear the mask and go along with this are signing on to mass murder bigger than what Hitler did. That's when we got the Geneva Convention and the Nuremberg Code. This is a medical world government tyrannical takeover, causing starvation, setting up world IDs, and coming with forced inoculations. And now Bank of America says global unrest is sure to trigger an even bigger depression. That story's on InfoWars.com. That's why it's vital for all of you to be public and to say you do not stand for this or the mass global genocide being caused by the planetary Great Reset.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
From England, going under total martial law that he warned of decades ago, will be joining us to break down what's coming next. But Dr. Patrick M. Byrne was laying out a final important statement about election fraud, not voter fraud, at the highest levels. They'll be covering at 3 p.m. today, the War Room. Finish your point, Doctor.
Oh, God, we've had so much going on here. What should Trump be doing?
Yes, should Trump be doing? What's coming next?
What's coming next is you're going to see state filings more today and tomorrow. Doesn't matter that people are certifying. This is voter suppression, and it's got to go to up to the appellate courts. And my guess is it'll go to the Supreme Court. But people should realize, you know, if you remember those movies from the 50s, the clips, black people come up to voting station and bigots there with German shepherds scaring them off. And, you know, they'd ask you, they had the right to say, recite the Constitution from memory. And if you can't, you can't vote. They only did it to black people. That's horrible. That's horrible. And if we saw one event of that today, how horrified we'd be. Well, let me point out that every fake vote that is admitted is an act of voter suppression against one voter on the other side. So if they've had hundreds of thousands of illegal votes admitted in Pennsylvania and Arizona, that's hundreds of thousands of acts of voter suppression in those states. It just isn't being done with German shepherds and you know, recite the Constitution for us. It's done through this digital means. So this is massive voter suppression on a scale far beyond anything that ever existed, and even in the Jim Crow South or something. This is they have disenfranchised hundreds of thousands of voters. If the Supreme Court lets this stand, Pennsylvania gave the finger, if I may say, to Judge Alito. Judge Alito should not have let them do what they said they were going to do, but he said if you're going to do it, accepting the ballots after the point where the legislature said you can, that's a constitutional issue. But if you're going to do it, you got to keep them segregated. Pennsylvania did it, and they didn't keep them segregated. They were giving a finger to the Supreme Court. If the Supreme Court lets that stand, it's all over. It's all over because there'll be precedent. It will mean that all election laws ultimately can be gooned. You can go ahead. The election law may say what it says, but you can act like a goon. And if you do it, there's no repercussions. That's the end of free elections in the United States. It's the end of the country.
You're right. You're a libertarian. You're not a Trump supporter. You're here because you're exposing it and you've built multi-billion dollar companies. Dr. Patrick M. Byrne, look forward to you being on the War Room with Owen Schroyer the first hour, 3 o'clock Central. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Wow. Okay. Joining us for the next hour and 15 minutes ahead of Joel Skousen is the one, the only, David Icke. Now, let me just say this right now to everybody to be extremely crystal clear with what's unfolding and what's happening. David Icke is about to join us. He predicted the lockdowns. He predicted the travel passes. He predicted all this because it's in the Rockefeller Foundation. It's in their own admissions. Last hour, I showed you videos from the UK from 10 years ago. They show school children in elementary and middle school saying, you're going to be locked down. You'll never leave your house. Everything will be virtual. Those who don't agree will be put in ghettos. And so the Great Reset is here. Operation Lockstep is here. What David Icke said 10 months ago about COVID-19 and the takeover has been proven absolutely correct. We now have the former head chief scientist of Pfizer coming out saying almost all the tests are false positive. They're just counting cold viruses as COVID. He's basically saying it's a hoax. They've banned his video. The former chief science officer at one of the biggest top three companies. So this is incredible what's unfolding. And they're accelerating. You know, David Icke always said there'll be a point where it's hidden under the water. It emerges like a submarine. They've gone from lying about it to selling it. And now it's all being announced. You'll have to have 5 shots a year to fly on a plane. That's not good enough. And we're going to come take you out of your house and checkpoints in New York to take people that off the street and make you go to quarantine centers with instant testing kits. I tried to go on Joe Rogan's podcast 3 weeks ago. They're testing me, you know, sticking a thing up my nose with a nurse and a little robot. This is all here. So to give us the big picture, and then to give us the micro view of it as well, is David Icke. David, thank you. What an incredible time. We're now inside the New World Order. There's no more beta test. What would you call this period of time?
Well, I can actually describe things in two books where we are. This is a book, one of the many books I wrote over the last 30 years, laying out the plan for this, what I call global cult, Head for Humanity. And that book can symbolize basically the alternative media and what has been put out about this is the plan. And then there's this other book. This is written and published this year by Klaus Schwab, who is a classic villain from a Bond movie and undiluted evil, if you look at his background. And what he's doing in this book is justifying the transformation of human society in line with what that's been saying, but that's just a conspiracy theory we've been told. But actually, what's in here, in terms of the plan, is in here in Schwab's demand for the transformation of human society. So, I mean, you really do have to be in a state of denial that beggars belief, not to see that what has been dismissed and waved away as conspiracy theory all these years is now looking us in the face as conspiracy fact. So where it's going is where it's always been planned to go. And it's interesting, I was reading some of the other stuff that Schwab has been saying, and he goes as far now, as you say, they're just telling you what they plan to do, because they've broken the surface. They have to. He's talking about this great reset will involve a fusion of humanity with AI, creating this cyborg.
By the way, that's a quote. He says, we're about to fuse your physical with the digital and the electronic, and it's a new evolution. And then Bill Gates says, I'm going to change your DNA. He says, you can't travel till you take my shot. I mean, literally raping us with his bioweapon. God.
Yeah, and, you know, you've only got to look at this situation in calm detail to realize that we're looking at a scam of staggering proportions. I've said since March there is no virus, and I've got more and more and more certain of that with every passing week. But even if you believe there is, on the basis of their manipulated figures, which I say 100% manipulated, there is no deadly virus that affects the vast majority, overwhelming vast majority of people. And yet,
let me stop you. We got to go to break, and I'll give you the floor, man. You're so on target. But Schwab said in his new book and in an article, COVID's not a threat. We're just using it for the revolution to cut carbon and the post-human future. I mean, why is he admitting it? To demystify it? Because he sounds like if David Icke joined the bad guys, he's saying all the same things you say, but saying it's good. It's like you, but he says it's good.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they've entered the room. And now they're just laying out what they plan before us. Maybe they think they've gone so far that it doesn't matter anymore what we know. But what this...
stay there. You'll have the floor. I'm going to totally shut up the next 11-minute segment. My God, it's so bizarre to be here and to see it all unfolding. And I learned a lot of this from David Icke. You know, I would get him on 25 years ago and go, I don't agree with you, but ha-ha, David Icke, it's all happening. It's all real. It's all anti-human. We'll talk about who runs Schwab, too, coming up.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
David Icke is with us through the next hour. DavidIcke.com, best-selling author, former head of the Green Party, former champion goalie, former BBC presenter. He exposed the whole pedophile rings, the world government, the planned emergence of machines 30 years ago, a few years before I came along. And, wow, we've seen it all unfold now. It's in our face. Justin Trudeau, a few months ago, said this in a UN meeting. I watched the whole hour-long meeting. He said even worse stuff. But he said, we're using this for a great reset to help the poor, but that causes the poor to starve to death. This lockdown has already starved millions to death. It's crazy. Here's what he had to say, but this really got people's attention. But as David Icke said, Klaus Schwab, the head of the Davos Group, this globalist spokesman, and Prince Charles, they're all admitting that they're just using this as a pretext to shut down society and consolidate power to themselves. Here's what Trudeau had to say.
Building back better means getting support to the most vulnerable while maintaining our momentum on reaching the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development and the SDGs. Canada is here to listen and to help. This pandemic has provided an opportunity for a reset. This is our chance to accelerate our pre-pandemic efforts to reimagine economic systems that actually address global challenges like extreme poverty, inequality, and climate change.
So they create the global crisis on record, create the hysteria, create the starvation. They give the solution on a creep scale of 1 to 10, both informational and visual. That's a 10. David Icke, take it over in the 9 minutes we've got till break.
Well, Justin Trudeau is, of course, the son of his father, Pierre Trudeau, who was a front man for this global cult in Canada for so long as prime minister. And his son's just continuing the same agenda. And it's interesting, you know, you almost have to shake your head. The classic phrases that keep coming out, and one of them that's creeping in now is building back better. He's just used that. Biden uses it, and it's been used for some time by Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister of Britain. Building back better means the great reset. And so what we have is a fake, I would say, virus, which is being used as the problem to offer the solution, which is the transformation of human society. And what you see in these books like Schwab's and other statements, you're seeing various strands that have been moving forward starting now to knit together. So the Great Reset is being justified. I mean, Trudeau just used it again, sustainable development. It's being fused with the human-caused climate change hoax. So you've got the COVID-19 hoax fusing with the climate change, the human-caused climate change hoax. And they have the same demands for how you find a solution to these manufactured problems, and they're all about centralization of power and dictating the fine detail of people's lives, one to save the planet and one to save humanity from COVID-19. And you know, a lot of people, you know, certainly when I started talking about this in the spring, there is no virus, you know, that's a bit strange, that's a bit crazy, that is, even for you. But when you look at it, you look at the vaccine now. They're bringing out this vaccine, which obviously, I mean, you've only got to look at it. The contents of the vaccine were all sitting there waiting before they played the pandemic hoax to justify the vaccine.
And you said that 10 months ago. You said it won't be 2 years. And they even admit now, oh, even if you take 5 vaccines a year, you still can't travel because there'll be no immunity because it doesn't exist. It's the perfect problem.
But what you got, you see, if you had a real virus, they've got to produce a vaccine that has some effect on it. Otherwise, people, you know, they start taking it. Well, it ain't changing anything if it was real. But if you've got no virus, then it's perfect. Because what they do with this PCR test, which is producing all the cases, a test that's not testing for the virus, as its creator, Kerry Mullis, said, it couldn't test for free infectious viruses, but they're using the scam of that to get the cases. But what they do is they take a tiny piece of genetic material, tiny, and they amplify it through this test. Basically, they bring out more and more of the genetic contents. And the more they amplify it, the more the test is going to ping positive for that elements of that genetic material, which everyone has in their bodies. As one doctor said, if you amplify the PCR test enough, everyone will eventually test positive. So what they've been doing is amplifying and amplifying this test. Even Fauci, and he was wrong about this as well, but let's just take what he said. He said some time back that if you go over 30, 35 cycles of amplification, the PCR test is basically a waste of time because it's picking up so much stuff, which is not that which you're looking for, that it's useless. The National Health Service in Britain and many other countries are using 45 cycles of amplification. So they're getting all these pinging positive tests, they're calling cases, which they're using to justify more and more fascism.
Isn't it funny that all the real scientists, the former head of Pfizer and others, say it's a fraud, and they get censored? Yeah. This is a very dangerous game. It's very, very, very reckless to say, oh, the deaths are way down, but everybody's got COVID. You're infected. Yeah. You're all suspect. I mean, this doesn't hold together under any inspection.
It's incredible. I mean, I've talked to 35,000, 40,000 people and then thousands more in Birmingham over the last few weeks, and I must have hugged hundreds of people.
Oh, I was in a crowd of 500,000 people, other crowds of thousands. Absolutely. I mean, Boy, I'm sure not getting sick. What the hell's going on here?
I'm 68. Why haven't I got it? It's ridiculous. But what I was saying about the test is in the relation to this vaccine. So if the more you amplify the test, the more positive cases you get. When you start vaccinating people, which is not a vaccine for a coronavirus, I've never found a vaccine for a coronavirus. But when you start vaccinating them and testing them, then you wind back the amplification. And it will give the appearance that the vaccine is working. But all you're doing is
exactly. They scripted themselves as the heroes. And we have Bill Gates bragging a few months ago that he's making all these giant profits off the vaccines. This is completely transparent. Let me ask you this then. It's not just the lockdowns. It's not just the computer codes. It's not just the tracking. It's not just the global IDs. They want to put stuff in these vaccines. Gates has been caught a lot doing this. What are they putting in the vaccines, the classic vaccines versus the mRNA vaccine?
Well, first of all, these vaccines are DNA manipulators and cellular manipulators. That's very clear from the process that they use. But you see, to see the bigger picture, they want to transform the human body. I mean, here's Schwab talking about it, this fusion, and this fused human AI entity, which won't be human as we know human, needs a different genetic form for that to happen in the way they want. So we'll call that human 2.0. That's what they want, and it's moving from the biological to the synthetic biological, which is why synthetic biology has become this exploding discipline in science in recent years. More and more it moves forward. And at the same time, they want rid of this, the biological human that we've known. So you put those two together, and as I was saying earlier, just take a breath, anyone that's still skeptical about this. I say there's no virus, so there's no point in a vaccine. But let's just take the manipulated figures and take them on face value. This is not a deadly virus for the overwhelming majority of people. It's not. So why does Gates and all these countries, centrally coordinated, say that every man, woman, and child must be vaccinated? They want to move towards mandatory vaccines so no one is out of the loop. Why would they do that for a virus, even if you believe in its existence, that is so undeadly?
Because they want the president set to put in your body what they want when they want.
Exactly. So, and why they want to do it is two things. One, there's going to be a sterilization agent because they want an end to the procreation of this form. And so this is why you have sperm counts dramatically falling around the world, particularly in the Western world, to the point, I don't quote CNN very often, but let's make an exception. I read an article on CNN in which they were talking about sperm counts plummeting. And there was a quote in there that if sperm was an animal species, we'd be talking about its extinction. And it's dropped very, very rapidly. This is all the stuff.
This is powerful. Hour two minutes away, DavidIke.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.